Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yes, I would like to say hello to my new friend, Lynn, over at UPMC. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Sunny today with a high of John Stallworth, 82, a low of 61. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Welcome aboard. Watch us on YouTube, if you would. Bob looks fantastic today. Go to our website and then go to, it'll take you right to the YouTube channel that we have. And you can watch the show as well. Broderick Jones, let's continue our six-pack before we get to the general. Give me one more. Thank you. What did Mike Tomlin say about Broderick Jones week two compared to week one limits? I'd love to hear it.
Broderick took accountability for his performance in week one, talking to us last week. How did you feel he responded with his week two play?
Thought it was significantly better.
You agree with that, Bob?
It was better. Significantly is not the word I would use, though. But it was better, yes. Slightly.
Slightly.
Yeah.
If you want to go slightly, I'll buy that. Just because there weren't, you know, instances of him being dramatically beaten in the pass rush, like that anybody could look at and say, oh, that guy's having a terrible game, doesn't mean he had a good game. His grade was poor. His run blocking grade was poor. He allowed another sack. He's now allowed four sacks. I don't think it's realistic to believe that Aaron Rodgers is going to stay in one piece this year. I just don't think that's realistic. Do you?
No, I just think if you're, you know, betting odds, he's going to get injured at some point. I think most quarterbacks, even young ones, do. We've already seen that happen throughout the league. So, yeah, I mean, that was always the biggest concern when you have a guy who's been around as long as he's had. You know, you got to protect him. He can't, you know, sustain a whole bunch of hits, and yet already he has. So that's important. Yeah, I thought he was a little bit better. I thought the one sack that he allowed was actually a coverage sack, but it goes on his, you know, chart as a sack.
Yeah.
Which brings it to 4-2 games, which is not the kind of rate you want, but he held his block for quite a while, and there was nobody open, and I think it just, you know, at some point it has to collapse, and it did.
I would argue in these two games that Rodgers admittedly has caused a couple sacks. I would also argue that he's worked his way out of a couple just mm-hmm. with smarts and, you know, moving around a little bit out of the pocket a lot of the time too. Bob, two quick baseball notes before we get to the general and then Cabali. The big dumper hit his 55th and 56th home runs last night, and the 55th broke Mickey Mantle's record for most home runs in a season by a switch hitter. What about this guy? the big dumper.
To me, I don't think, get MVP. He should be MVP of the league. What he's meant for Seattle is incredible. They also had a guy last night who had 5 for 5 and 3 of them home runs. They're a team to watch in the playoffs. They're better than people. You don't hear about them too much. But, yeah, he has been terrific. And to me, he's the MVP of the league.
Let's talk about one other guy very briefly. He's the greatest baseball player who ever lived. Shohei Ohtani took a no-hitter, I think, into the 5th or maybe the 6th last night. As a pitcher this season, he's pitched in 13 games. He has a 3.29 ERA. In 41 innings, he has 54 strikeouts and 9 walks. Okay? As a hitter, as you may know, Bob, he has an OPS over 1,000. You could take the Pirates' entire lineup, and it doesn't add up to 1,000. An OPS over 1,000. He's slugging .611, and he has 50 home runs. I'm sorry. I won't say we take him for granted, because that would be a ludicrous statement. But not enough people, I feel like, realize that what we're seeing has never, ever been seen before. Go back to Babe Ruth. He had 1 year where he was really good as a pitcher, and still an abbreviated pitcher that year, and a hitter. Ohtani's had multiple, including this one, even though he's only made 13 appearances as a pitcher. This is the greatest baseball player of all time that we're looking at. And as an addendum, if Skeens goes to them after the season and says, I want to hit next year, should they say yes?
I wouldn't say no. Why not? I wouldn't expect the kind of stuff that Ohtani's doing. But if there's a way that he can help out in that department, if he wants to do it, I wouldn't say no to it. I also want to get back to Ohtani and say, what makes this even more impressive, Joe, is the fact that he did it after going through what he went through with his arm.
Yes.
And he's come all the way back from that while still hitting, by the way, all through last year with that thing. And it's amazing to me how he can be just this good. But he is the best in the history of the game. I can say that right now, and he doesn't have to do another thing. I totally agree with that. He should automatically be the American League MVP of the year, which is why I'm giving it to Cal Raleigh, or a National League MVP. I'm sorry, I got them mixed up. No matter who's in the National League, he's your MVP every year. The argument with Raleigh, with his Judge, everybody says, Judge, look at Judge. Judge already won it. There's a part of me that says, because of that, a guy like Raleigh and what he's meant to Seattle is a bigger story and a bigger impact than what Judge always does for New York, and they're not, I don't think, as good as Seattle.
On the other hand,
Ohtani, there's no one in the National League. I don't care who it is.
There's no one in the history of baseball.
75 home runs.
Yeah, I agree.
If it's a normal year, he probably wins an MVP, regardless of his average, just because of the pop. But no one's going to. Every year, it should be Shohei Ohtani. Who else would you choose?
Limits, do you agree with Bob that Judge should be punished because he's won it before?
Not that he should be punished.
I didn't say
that.
I didn't say punished.
But I think. Kidding,
but it's the same thing as, would you think Josh
what
Allen,
you said.
Josh Allen last year won it. He deserved it. But I also think the fact that Lamar Jackson had two of them.
Voter fatigue, yeah.
Yeah, I think that exists. I do. I think you have to recognize.
Who would you vote for, though? Because if it's Raleigh. Just you, okay.
Absolutely Raleigh. Judge is not even close to me.
Not even close?
No, again, the impact. Everyone knew what Judge was going to bring to New York, and he did it.
Holy
no
ostrich
one knew,
oil.
No one knew that this third-round pick in Seattle can be a switch-hitting 55, almost 60 home run guy and do what he's done for that team. So to me, that's a slam dunk.
I fully agree with Bob. I think Cal Raleigh is unquestionably the AL MVP. The odds makers don't think so. I think the odds makers are dumb.
That's why I looked at that last night. And I
the
said,
odds
how can
makers
they do
are
that?
Never. Hold on a second.
And guess
here.
It, Bob.
Hold on a second.
So Cal
here.
Raleigh has more home runs than Aaron Judge. He's leading the American League in home runs. He has more RBIs than Aaron Judge. He's 118 for a catcher that's also a platinum glove winner behind the plate. He's a gold glove defender. He's an incredible defender.
Okay.
They've revitalized baseball in Seattle because of Cal
Absolutely.
Raleigh. He should win it.
To say that it's not even a contest is ludicrous.
No.
Aaron Judge has 48 home runs. Mm-hmm. He's hitting .326 mm-hmm. with an 1120 PS. Mm-hmm. Okay,
all of
so
that's good, and I get
voting for Raleigh, I do, but to say it's not even a race, who do the odds makers favor?
Judge.
They favor Judge.
Right.
Again, I knew it, Aaron Judge. He's a special player. He's been that every year. He does what he does every year.
But that has nothing to do with the argument of who should win it this year.
Well, and I think in this year it does, because he has single-handedly put that team in a position to be what it can be, and it may be, for all we knew, a World Series champion.
So a guy with a batting who's going to win the batting title, who's going to finish maybe as high as third in home runs, and who has 105 runs batted in is not even in your conversation for MVP.
Not a strong enough conversation, no.
To me, it's two obvious choices this year, and that's the way it should be. And if voters go differently, fine. There are people out there in New York
who... That's the thing I disagree with. I completely respect that you would vote for Raleigh, but to say it's an obvious choice or no contest when you have a guy who...
Well, who would you vote for then?
Probably Raleigh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I bet you if you polled everyone who makes votes...
Then why would the odds makers have
I
judge?
I don't know why.
Because they think he's going to win it.
Because they think they're... Well, I guess Seattle plays in a place that doesn't get
Let's
as much
Let's put it this way. If I'd be split, and I'd have to look at it a lot closer than I am right now, but if you simply tell me that a guy wins the batting title and hits 50 home runs and drives in 110 runs, I'm going to say that guy has a good chance in any year as long as Ohtani's not on his side of the ledger and he's not.
What if you put Judge in the National League?
When Judge hit, how many did he hit a few years ago? 70?
No, I don't think that many.
65?
60-some.
Ohtani was an easy winner that year and Judge won it.
And I disagreed.
So did I.
So what I'm saying,
Ohtani is a different conversation, but he's in a different league.
But I think Cal, again, voter fatigue is part of this, in my view. And I think that's why, all due respect to Josh Allen, he's a wonderful player. And you make every case that he should have been MVP last year. You could have made just the same case for Lamar Jackson. If it's a tie, I think voters want to see something different. TJ Watt felt the same way because he's one of the four.
And, we all were outraged by it, correct? Right. So you thought TJ Watt still should have won, right?
I did. But my point is that exists. The voter fatigue factor in this. And I think we're going to witness that, not in the National League, because there's no legitimate way you can say anyone else besides Ohtani is your MVP every year. Yeah. If he does what he does, yearly.
But voter fatigue aside, you think Raleigh should win.
Absolutely.
Just based on
merit.
And
you do too, right?
I do. Okay. And I think it's an unbelievably close call, one of the closest I've ever seen.
I don't think the voting will reflect that.
I do. I mean, the odds makers have Judge.
I know.
Do you think they're wrong?
I think when it comes right down to it, they're going to look at that. And if you take everything into account, most valuable.
I hear you.
Raleigh away from Seattle and you took Judge away from the Yankees, who would have a better team?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
For sure, the Yankees.
Yeah.
We got to go to the General, though, okay. Bob.
All right, General. I think I have my shirt figured out.
I'm going to go with the big dumper here, General.
No,
who are you going with, Bob?
No, you can't take my dumper. Don't take my dumper. You know, in recognition of that, then, General, I want a dump truck. I want a Najee Davenport just for
old time's Najee
sake.
Davenport. It's Starkey's Card of the Week. Listen to the show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry Contest. Run every Wednesday through Friday at noon at the 93.7thefan.com contesting page. Who you got, General?
Gentlemen, good morning. I appreciate you having me. Otani and Raleigh both make great cases this week, but neither one of them has a day named after them. In a week that there is a Roberto Clemente day, we're going with 21. Every day is Roberto Clemente day in Pittsburgh. I got a 1972. It's my personal favorite card of all time. Roberto's tossing a ball up to himself. Shea Stadium in the background. Last year he played as a player. Second to last card. It's one of the best cards we've ever given away in honor of Clemente Day. But I'll tell you what, I'll throw in a Cal Raleigh rookie for Bob, and I'll throw in an Otani car for you, Joe. We'll throw it in all three for the card of the week.
Let me ask you real quick, the Cal Raleigh impact on your business. Have you seen any tangible evidence?
Yes, but it's a trickle at this point. And I'm going to tell you what, it incorporates everything you guys have been talking about while I was on hold listening. Voter fatigue is a thing, right? Like that permeates into even collectors. Even more importantly, the reason odds makers have Judge so high is the East Coast effect, right? Raleigh's hitting his home runs at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
Most of America is sleeping at that time. It's an unfortunate thing, but it happens. So Cal Raleigh rookies are hot. They're hot, and they're one-tenth of what Judges are. So they're coming, but they're not there yet. He has to do something in the playoffs.
Thank you, General.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, guys.
Mark Cavalli.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.